Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the U.S. president says he does not want to hurt American jobs by stopping military sales to Saudi Arabia, despite Riyadh's possible role in the disappearance of a dissident Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi.
Everybody in the world wanted that order. Russia wanted it. China wanted it. We wanted it. We got it. And we got all of it, every bit of it.
So would you cut that off?
I tell you what I don't want to do. Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. And you know, we would be very upset.
Donald Trump made the remarks in a televised interview with CBS 60 Minutes program. He said canceling billions of dollars of Saudi investment was not an option. Trump added that Washington will take punitive measures against the kingdom if it is proven that Saudi Arabia has been behind the incident. He noted that despite denials by Saudi authorities, it is possible that Riyadh was responsible for Khashoggi's disappearance. International outcry has intensified against Saudi government's possible role in the alleged interrogation, torture, and killing of Khashoggi. Crossing over to Sao Paulo, joined by Shobhan Saxena, journalist and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of Donald Trump's comments? I mean, if nothing else, I think they were honest. So, your take.
Yeah, I think in a very ironic manner, Donald Trump was very candid. It's a very candid confession. The U.S. economy is basically a war economy, and the country is run by a military-industrial complex. And the companies he mentioned, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, these companies decide the foreign policy of the United States. And these companies and the military-industrial complex has become even stronger since Donald Trump came to power. So we can now we know very, very clearly from his statement and the stand U.S. has taken on this terrible crime committed in the heart of Europe, that the U.S. doesn't care about human rights. It doesn't care for the freedom of the press. All the talk about freedom and liberty and democracy is basically nonsense. What they care about is business, arms business, and war economy. And we have to remember that Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest clients of the U.S. in the Middle East region. It's also a client state of the U.S. It's not just U.S. is just selling arms to them. It is also an instrument of foreign policy of U.S. It has destabilized the region. It has attacked countries like Yemen, has done a blockade against Qatar. These all things have intensified since Trump came to power. So now the picture is absolutely clear. The U.S. doesn't care about human rights. They'll continue to sell arms to Saudi Arabia. There's no other way because the economy depends on it. It's basically a war economy. And all the talk about freedom of press and liberty is basically nonsense.
What do you make in general about this case and reaction? We have seen, after a few days' delay, some strong reaction coming even from mainstream media. Now, many question it, actually, because they say if we go back to the 9/11 attacks, 2001, where the majority of hijackers allegedly were Saudis, but of course nothing actually happened to Saudi Arabia after that, the biggest terror attack on American soil. And now that one man has been killed, because we see, of course, on a daily basis, Saudi Arabia killing Yemenis up to at least 15,000 now that have been killed in the last 2.5, 3 years. So what is it about this story you think that is actually making even American media, mainstream media, pay extra attention and talk about the possible Saudi role in all of this?
I think the mainstream media has, you know, they didn't pick up a story initially, I think, except for a few stories in Guardian and Washington Post, because he was a columnist for Washington Post. We didn't see many stories. Now slowly it started picking up, even this interview Donald Trump gave to NBC is really important. I think the fact that Khashoggi was based in U.S., he was a columnist for a very important newspaper, Washington Post, and he has some friends and journalists and commentators in U.S. They're slowly talking about it, but it's still not as much as they should. Just imagine you replace Saudi Arabia with Iran in this case, and if some thing has remotely happened in an Iranian consulate, they would have gone absolutely, completely mad. There would be sanctions. People would be talking about war and all kinds of things. Saudi Arabia has been committing worst kind of crimes and atrocities, as you mentioned, in Yemen and in the region. And also, you clearly mentioned the most of the hijackers for 911 came from Saudi Arabia, but no action was taken against them. In fact, very important facts were redacted from secret reports that were sent to the Senate, and it was all whitewashed. And who paid the price for 9-1? Iraq. A country was destroyed. They turned their attention towards Iraq and destroyed that country completely. So that's how American foreign policy and other Western countries, they generally operate, they protect their client states, and they punish those countries which try to follow an independent foreign policy.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of Sao Paulo, Mr. Shobhan Saxena, journalist and political commentator.